You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, you're listening to the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Gary Catewell, filling in for Andy Holding, who unfortunately is on holiday at the moment, so unfortunately stuck with me for today's racing. We've got a decent card to look forward to at Galway. Seven races, and race one is an extended two-mile maiden hurdle. Willie Mullins has got two runners in this race, and he runs the likely favourite Thrones Game. Now, she makes her hurdling debut. She's been off the track for over a year. She was formerly trained in France by Alain de Roy Dupre. She won six times on the flat over there, most of them coming over middle distances. Been fairly weak in the market this morning. At the time of recording, an even money shot with us here at William Hill, but she was shorter than that earlier on in the day. Rosemary the Hath has been well back. She's at 0 from 6 over hurdles, this particular horse. Beaten favourite on the last two occasions as well at Down Royal and Punchestown. Comes back down in trip, which I think may well suit. Steel Cap won on his bumper debut. That came at Kilbeggan. I don't think the particular form of that is worth too much, though. And ultimately, I think that horse is going to want a little bit further in time. So the selection is going to be the Emmett Mullins trained runner here, 0-10. This horse is a former point-to-point winner. It looks to be improving. Was a winner here of a bumper at the Galway Festival by a length and a half. The third and the fourth in that race have both been placed since, and the fifth actually won a race as well. So the form's got a fairly solid look to it. He makes his hurdling debut, as I say, he's a former point-to-point winner, so jumping shouldn't be an issue. So 0-10 the pick in that opening race.
Race two.
Race two is also a maiden hurdle, this one over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. And again, Willie Mullins likely to have the favourite here in the shape of Catskill Knapp. This horse is a fair horse on the flat, had a few trainers with Venetia Williams and also David Manoussier at various stages during his career. Finished third on his hurdling debut at Gorham Park. Jumping was a little bit of an issue on that day. He was beaten 9 lengths. He was the beaten favourite as well. Form looks okay, though. The winner was probably going to win a race at Court before falling on his latest outing. But the form, as I say, looks okay, but probably not that insurmountable here. Braid Blue is a horse who makes his hurdling debut. This horse trained by Gordon Elliott. He's won two bumpers at Kilbeggan over 2 miles, 4 furlongs back in July. He won at Perth by 6 lengths on his most recent outing. He makes his hurdling debut and is very interesting. But the one I go for here is the Ted Walsh trained Bacchio. It's also another horse who's won a point-to-point in the early stages of his career. He's gradually progressed with all of his bumper runs, and he was very impressive at Kilbeggan on his most recent outing, winning a bumper by 13 lengths. He makes his hurdling debut, but again, jumping isn't going to be an issue for this former point-to-point winner, and as I say, it looks to be improving. So back here, the pick in race number two.
Race number three.
The third race is a mare's maiden hurdle. This race over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. Again, Willie Mullins has the favourite. He's got three in this race as well. Kelly the Manon Seal is just about favourite with us here at William Hill at the time of recording this. This horse, who's at 2 from 2 in her career over hurdles, at least. She's coming over from France. She won a novice hurdle here at the Galway Festival. Actually led home a 1-2-3 for Willie Mullins on that particular occasion. The third horse has won out of that race since, so the form's got a fairly solid look to it. Chambordelis got a slightly different profile. She's been off the track since May 2017. She was a beaten favourite when last seen, so she's on a bit of a recovery mission. The one that I like is Pleasure Dome. Now, she's won 3 times already this year. She's won her last two. She won at Ballinrobe on her penultimate outing. And I was really impressed with how she stuck her neck out and won at Sligo on her most recent outing. That was on good ground. She comes back onto softer ground here. But if you go back, she does have form with a little bit of cut in the ground. So I don't think conditions are going to be too much of a concern. She won that race by 3.5 lengths. I think the track here is really going to suit her. The stiff uphill climb to the line will hopefully play to her strengths. So Pleasure Dome, who Paul Townend has decided to ride, is the pick in race number three.
Race 4.
Race 5 is a beginner's chase over 2 miles and 2 furlongs. And there might be 12 runners in this race, but the market is really only focusing on 2 horses, Winter Escape and Simper the Flow. Simper the Flow is trained by Willie Mullins, makes his chasing debut, has got a few chasing winners in his pedigree. This horse who stayed on really strongly to win at the Limerick Festival over the Christmas period last year. That was on bottomless ground over 2 miles and 6 furlongs. Slightly disappointing in 2 runs subsequently. The first of those coming, in fact, both of those races coming at Thurles. The last of those was in a Grade 3 contest where he finished last of the 5 finishers. Been off the track since then, so first run since February. The one that I like here is going to be the favourite. He's formerly trained by Alan King, this horse, Winter Escape. This horse, currently at the time of recording, 8-11 with us here at William Hill. Only had the 2 starts over fences, the first of which came at Kempton back in November of last year, finished 3rd in the race won by Brain Power. But I was really taken with how this horse jumped here at the Galway Festival over this course and distance on his most recent outing, finishing 2nd on that particular occasion. That, as I say, that was his first run for quite some time, so entitled to improve for the run. He was a fairly decent horse over hurdles when he was trained by Alan King as well. So with him jumping so well last time out, touch wood, he'll do the same again and he'll win the beginner's chase at 6:15.
Race number 6.
The 6th and penultimate race is a handicap chase over 2 miles and 2 furlongs, and again a wide open contest as you would expect. We begin here by looking at Fairy Mountain Boy, the likely favourite. This horse is 1 from 8 over fences. He won at Downpatrick back in June. He's been a beaten favourite on his last couple of starts, albeit most of those over fences at least came in better company than this. So he's very interesting. He did finish 6th at Ballinrobe on his most recent outing. That came over hurdles. Better was probably expected that day, so he's got to bounce back from that run. But going over fences again may well help. The top weight, Belgrove. David Russell rode this horse when he won at Tremor in that was back in August. He finished 4th at Downpatrick subsequently. That was over slightly further than today's trip. Coming back down in trip, I think, will definitely help. Do just worry about him staying out the trip, though, here at this particular track. Obviously, it's a very stiff track here at Galway, and staying might well be an issue for this horse. With that in mind, I'm going to take a chance on Dot Love's mare here, Solar Heat. Now, this horse hasn't been seen over fences for quite some time. She last ran over fences back in November of last year, and she actually won on that occasion at Thurles. For this rider as well, she won that beginner's chase in good style in the end. She's won twice on the flat subsequently at Dundalk and indeed at Ballinrobe, and she had a bit of a pipe opener for this race when finishing 5th at Ballinrobe over hurdles when last seen. So for local trainer Dot Love, I'll take a chance on Solar Heat in race number 6.
And the final race.
The 7th and final race on the card is a mare's bumper over the extended 2 mile trip. Bit of support this morning for Wait For No One, who's a former point-to-point winner. She finished 5th here in a bumper at the festival, and Derek O'Connor's been booked to ride her, so maybe each way support could well be landed for her. Best of Dubai would have landed each way support on most of her runs thus far in her career. She's finished in the frame in most of her runs in bumpers, been placed on 4 of her 6 outings. She's been a beaten favourite the last twice. She was 3rd at Down Royal on her most recent outing. Softer ground here may well help. That came on fairly quick ground just the other week, and most of her form prior to that came with a bit of cut in the ground, so she has to be respected. But all eyes really here on the Willie Mullins trained filly Pontevale, who's a half sister to Pont Alexandra, who was a high class horse for this yard in the past. She makes her racecourse debut, and she's going to be pretty tough to beat, one would imagine. Fairly weak in the market this morning, but that might be as a consequence of the support coming in for Wait For No One, and Best of Dubai being fairly solid. So Pontevale the pick in race number 7.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.